Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Egyptian prisons, between torture and murder, when dignity is trampled, injustice assassinated. In yet another recurring scene of concealed crimes, a young man named Ayman Sabri died inside a police station in Dakhiliya Governorate due to brutal torture, which left clear marks on his body. Less than 48 hours later, another young man died inside a Suf police station in Giza Governorate, amid consistent reports of deliberate neglect, mistreatment, and inhumanity, turning police stations into places of slow death. As usual, the Egyptian regime denied any involvement, claiming that both deaths were due to natural causes, despite witness testimonies, leaked images, and the condition of the bodies, all of which confirm they had been tortured. So why are the perpetrators never held accountable? Why is there no serious, transparent investigation? Why are cases always closed with the phrase, no grounds to bring charges? Why does the regime insist on protecting and exonerating criminals unless it is the mastermind and executor of these crimes? Deaths in police stations and prisons are no longer exceptions or isolated incidents. They have become a systemic pattern upheld by a security apparatus that fears no accountability and finds no deterrent. In addition to enforced disappearances, arbitrary detentions, and denial of fair trials, detention centers have become hubs of humiliation and liquidation. According to human rights organizations, Egyptian police stations are witnessing deplorable detention conditions, dozens of detainees crammed into tiny rooms unfit even for animals, denied medical care, and subjected to torture as a method of humiliation or to extract confessions through violence. This openly contradicts what Islam has prescribed as the state's duty towards its citizens. In Islam, the state is responsible for protecting lives, dignity, and honor. When the state becomes a tool of oppression and a sword held against its own people, it betrays the trust, violates the covenant, and becomes an adversary to its subject before Allah Almighty. The Prophet ﷺ warned about the danger of leaders who burden or wrong their people, saying, Allahumma man wulliya min amri ummati shay'an fashaqqa alayhim fashqaq alayhi wa man wulliya min amri ummati shay'an farafaqa bihim farfuq bih. O Allah, cause distress to him who has any charge over my people and causes them distress, and be gentle to him who has any charge over my people and is gentle to them. Narrated by Muslim. This is a supplication from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam against those who oppress the ummah and act arrogantly. So what about those who torture and kill it in prisons? What about those who turn police stations into places of vengeance rather than justice? Among the duties of the state in Islam are preserving life and dignity. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum haramun alaykum ka hurmati yawmikum hadha fi shahrikum hadha." Verily, your blood, your property, and your honor are sacred and inviolable as the sanctity of this day of yours and this month of yours. Agreed upon. Holding state officials accountable before anyone else, as exemplified by the Khalifa Rashid, rightly guided Caliph, Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, "Since when do you enslave the people when their mothers bore them free?" Establishing justice for all, without discrimination or immunity, for ruling by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed excludes no oppressor, regardless of power. But today's reality proves that the Egyptian state protects torturers, rewards them with promotions and bonuses, while the sincere, the honorable, and the advocates for implementing Islam are oppressed, imprisoned, framed, and sentenced unjustly. O soldiers of the Kinana, you are the tools and enablers of this regime, partners in its sentence, whether you participated in the crimes or remained silent about them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "من أعان ظالما ليدحض بباطله حقا فقد برئت منه ذمة الله وذمة رسوله." Whoever supports a wrongdoer to defeat a rightful claim has disassociated himself from Allah's protection and the protection of His Messenger. Narrated by Ahmed. So do not be a stick in the hands of the oppressors. Be as Allah intended you to be, soldiers who protect the Ummah, not attack it, who defend its blood, not spill it, who work to establish His law, not to guard tyrants. Rise to your duty, fulfill the obligation of support, Nusra, and be supporters of the truth, restoring Islam to its rightful place, the Khalifa Caliphate to its reality, and justice to the land from which it has vanished. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Indeed, Allah orders justice and good conduct in giving to relatives and forbids immorality and bad conduct and oppression. He admonishes you that perhaps you will be reminded. An-Nahl 90. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt.